They knew how to save everything. A lot of people who have to, you know.
I've heard of that method. I think somebody told me that. What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot. Soot. The the hardwood made the best ashes, and the kind of ashes that country people use to make lye for their lye soap. They would like the hardwood, and the hardwood would also stay hot longer and would keep its heat, and the ashes would be better. So pine wood wasn't used much except in lighting fires and in stoves, because it had black smoke too. But the hardwood ashes were clean, and they were also the best for making lye soap. And well, I don't know of anybody else, but anyway, when we used to have snow, and we had it almost every winter in those days, when we wanted to eat snow, Mama wouldn't let us eat it unless we came and touched it to the chimney and got a little soot on it, and then it wouldn't give you sore throat. We always had to soot our snowballs to keep them from giving us sore throat. Another thing we did with ashes was to cover up and cook onions or potatoes. You'd wrap onions in wet newspapers and then put them in the fireplace and pile hot ashes on them. And you could also do that with potatoes and take them out there roasted and so nice and hot and steamy, you know. So you were saving a lot of energy of stove wood and so forth when you did that. But roasting the onions was a thing that old housewives did to for bad colds. Onions are supposed to be good for bad colds, and if babies had a cold, they would take the onions and squeeze the juice from the roasted onion through a cloth into a teaspoon to give the babies for a bad cold. That was and I'd love to eat those onions when they come out of that. Another thing, of course, popping corn was a thing about fireplaces. Everybody had a corn popper, and everybody grew popcorn. And when we weren't eating peanuts, we were eating popcorn on the farm. And making with the sorghum syrup, popcorn balls made with sorghum syrup was one of the best confections that we knew how to make. Have you ever eaten them? Oh, dear me, child. Oh.
I might have sorghum on popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn balls, and you make the sorghum syrup, and you dip the corn down in there, you know, and just do it together like this. You got the balls, and it gets hard. You pass it around, and that's sticky. Yes, it's delicious. And the sorghum syrup, that was another thing we did with sorghum syrup too, to make pulled candy. Pulled candy, that was a thing for young people to do at parties, so forth.
I want to talk a little bit about these things that we're sitting on. For instance, this that I'm sitting in, of course, we would call this